Bringing you now the statement from Iran's supreme leader, his first one since the end of the conflict with Israel. Let's listen to it.
The Zionist entity has been swaying under our blows. They would have never imagined to have been dealt these blows, but yet this is what had happened. We thank God Almighty for assisting our armed forces, enabled them to penetrate the multi-layers of defense set up by the enemies. All the military and non-military positions came under our attack. All these positions within the Zionist entity came under attack. The Zionist entity's aggression was met by lethal and fatal attacks, and we succeeded in destroying the enemy's capabilities. And this is a message that the Zionist entity must come to know. Any aggression against the Islamic Republic of Iran will have a dear cost, a big and high price. This is what happened. Praise and pride to the Iranian armed forces, the Iranian people. Simply, the armed forces are part and parcel of the Iranian people. It is the Iranian people that provided, raised, and fostered those armed forces personnel. Today, we have a robust, mighty armed forces. A second message of congratulations on the victory of our beloved Iran against the United States of America. The United States immediately intervened and got involved in the war simply for the reason that they have a firm conviction. If they hadn't, the Zionist entity would be annihilated. That's why the United States hurried in rescue and support of the Zionist entity. Yet they did not win any victory. They attacked our nuclear facilities. And this matter cannot go unpunished within the international venues. However, they failed to undermine these nuclear facilities. The United States President amplified their military operations, yet it later proved that they have been excessively exaggerating. It is known to all that the outward position of the Americans is failure, as they failed to destroy the Iranian nuclear facilities. That's why they continued with their attempt to magnify and amplify their attacks on our facilities in order to conceal their failure. The Islamic Republic of Iran dealt a heavy blow to the American forces when they targeted and attacked the American military base in Al Udeid in Qatar, causing grave damage to the base. Those who amplified their attacks on our nuclear facilities came out to downplay our attack on their military base. What matters is that the Iranian armed forces have the capability to target and attack any position they desire at any point of time. Similarly, the American military bases will come under our attack if the American forces direct any belligerence against Iran. The third message is, by virtue of the unity, solidarity, and harmony among our people, the entire population, one voice, one hand, standing side by side, rising above their differences. They rose up and stood by the side of the Islamic Republic of Iran and their armed forces. Not only that, they praised and commended the united ranks of our armed forces. The Iranian people have demonstrated their mettle and their unity against the belligerence initiated against the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is a message that our people are one voice, one hand, one block. The key message of my word here is that one of his speeches, the United States president said, Iran must completely give up and surrender. Then the issue is not our nuclear endeavors, yet our surrender. However, these words are much bigger than the U.S. president himself. Iran is a deep-rooted empire, deep-rooted in history, with well-established civilization. That's why the word surrender is not within our vocabulary. The Iranian people mocked the words uttered by the U.S. president. Since the victory of the Iranian revolutions, the West, namely the United States, maintained animosity against Iran under many false pretexts. Sometimes they came up with, under the guise of human rights, women rights. Now they are coming with other pretexts about our civil nuclear endeavors. Their ultimate goal is to see Iran surrendering. Former U.S. president did not publicly utter such words. Simply, these words are not acceptable at the global legal level. No president has the right to demand one sovereign people to surrender. The Iranian cannot and will not surrender. This is a key point in my message. Let the Iranian people know that the United States have deep-rooted animosity with Iran and the Iranian people, and they want us to surrender. This cannot and will not happen. Iran is mighty, established, with deep civilization, deep-rooted in history, vast geography, and established culture, many-fold bigger than the United States civilization. No one could imagine that Iran or the Iranians could surrender. Preposterous, this is. Demanding Iran or the Iranian to surrender would bring about nothing but mockery. Iran and the Iranian people are dignified and will remain standing tall by the grace of God the Almighty. And I pray to God Almighty to bestow blessings and grace upon our beloved homeland and our people. And may God have mercy on the Supreme Leader Al-Khomeini. May he rest in peace.